This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault and my little boy, Adrian, and it is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show on the Genesis Communication Network, and we have got a show for you today. Not only has this guy got the best hair since Henry Weinecker, he is one of the best guys I know. He is all of it in a bag of chips. In every area of his life, you are going to love him. He's written a book. He's got some great advice for you on fasting and skinny drops. I got to get a bag of skinny drops. I'm very, very happy about that. I need to buy a case of them probably. And Adrian, how are you, buddy?
I wanted to show him
that I've done my homework.
That is good. I'm so happy to hear it. And I could not be happier to have our buddy James Zhang here with us on the show today. This guy has a huge heart. And I had the opportunity to get to be a guest on his podcast, almost a year ago now, I think, James.
I don't think that you know that he invited me first, and I told him I wasn't spiritual. I said, Adrian's the one you want.
Oh, my goodness. And so, yeah, I'm incredibly grateful to get to have him here because he is a very deep guy.
Yes, he is.
And this is going to be an awesome show. And so, James, how are you today?
I'm doing super well. And hey, everybody on the Legacy Leadership podcast. If you're listening to this, I just want to give, you already know this, but Tom and Adrian Chenault, I just want to give you massive honor because the leadership, you literally live the title of your podcast. Your message resonates through your daily actions. And to see that from generation to the next generation, that's typically not passed from a Tom and everything that you've done and who you continue to be to an Adrian generation and further. It's just massive honor and respect to be here with you guys today. It's going to be a great time.
Thank you.
It is indeed. And there must be something really important about this show because StreamYard decided to not push it on any of our Facebooks except for yours, James. So I'm sharing it through all of ours right now, and we're going to rerun it later as a live to all of these pages because the world needs to see this, but that has never happened before, and it's giving me this weird error message. And so just know that this means that this is really important, that this is an important conversation, and I don't know why yet. But we are going to...
Is it fixing itself?
No, but I'm going to share it to all of our collective pages so that everybody can find it in the meantime, and we'll rerun it later because James's audience is here, and I don't want to kill that.
Okay, good. Hello, James's audience, and trust us, this was not our fault. I'm looking at the screen, and StreamYard, which isn't a human, is actually apologizing on our show, which is hard to believe.
Okay, go ahead. So... James, you talk about yourself as a kingdom coach, and I don't think I've ever met a kingdom coach before, and so I just want to start there because that's an interesting title. That's an interesting way to present yourself. What does it mean to be a kingdom coach?
And I'm going to look at the camera and listen hard to James, and Adrian's going to look down. Don't think he's hooping around. He's sharing all this stuff, trying to do a workaround, so he's paying attention. He's a good multitasker, so answer that question, James.
Absolutely. Well, I'm a devout Christian, and kingdom is a very Christian word, but all it means is this, is that a kingdom is wherever the king is present and it's in his dominion. Just like back in the day when you're the British that was overtaking the United States, even though you're in the U.S., you're a colony of Britain at that time. So just like in that analogy, when it comes to business, my goal is to be able to make sure that in their businesses, they can establish the kingdom of God in their business, because I believe the kingdom ways work better than the world's ways. And that's why I know already with this, there is such thing as spiritual warfare. There are such thing as resistance. So the moment we talk about God, there's going to be some people out there, some things out there that don't like that. So I'm excited extra that this is what's happening right now.
I appreciate that very much. And I'm just going to assume that you must have been born with a Bible in your hand, and that's why you are such a Bible thumper. Is that right, James?
If you told me I'd be doing this today, I would totally not believe you. And that's why I'm so empathetic towards anyone. Because I know there's so many different types of people that are listening to this right now. You're in different walks. I respect everyone. I love everybody. Some of you are, I grew up pretty much atheistic, if not agnostic. I grew up with a family that said, you can figure everything out by science. I thought that you could just solve all the world's problems. I thought that if you worked hard enough, then everything's going to be okay. So now if you're looking at me and you're like, man, this guy is talking from the Bible, and this guy's an entrepreneur. I was the shyest, nerdiest Asian kid in the world. Like, do you remember Urban Dictionary?
Sure, I do, yeah.
If you look up Asian nerd, you would have found a face of James Zhang before in there, because that's exactly who I was. So, but there's a scripture that says that God uses the foolishness of the world to confound the wisdom of the wise. And he's regularly in the business of using people that you would never expect to do whatever, to do amazing things. Why? So that he can get the glory. We were just talking offline. If you guys know Tom and Adrian's background, they were definitely not who you would expect them to be today as well, too. But look at what they're doing now. And I believe there's a certain favor there.
So calling yourself the kingdom and calling yourself all this stuff is wonderful. But with that comes unbelievable responsibility. Because as you state yourself to be that, and I have to, you look at me out there in the world as stating that I'm sober all the time, and all the drinkers and all the alcoholics, they're all looking at me like, I cannot wait for this guy to fall. Yeah. I cannot wait for him to have another drink and stop all that boa horse manure about AA and sobriety. And it's the same thing with all the believers and the born again and the kingdom guys. And all I want to say to you is that having observed you for a year, since the day that I told you that I loved what you were up to, but you need to call Adrian, because I did not want to come on your show and misrepresent who I was to make you look bad, because you look so good. But you got to hold that up. And human beings are fallible. And I think the first thing that happens when you do make a mistake is you tell the truth as fast as you can and clean it up. I don't know if you guys saw what happened to the kid from ClickFunnels, but he got himself in some trouble.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, he made a terrible mistake in 2 seconds that really could have screwed up his life. But instead, he faced it head on and said, you know what? I made a mistake. And all I want to say to you, James, is I've watched you for a year, and you are as rock solid as anybody. Higdon, another guy. I mean, I love what you guys are doing. I love anybody that makes a stand in the face of adversity for something that they believe in, and that's you. And I'm behind you 1,000,000%, sir.
Thank you. That means so much. And I believe we're in an age right now that we are all being... we're all being put into boxes. School puts us a certain way. Social media puts us a certain way. We are connected, but because we're so connected through things like social, it's almost like we all think and believe and act a certain way. And there's this filter, just like, I was going to say my wife, but I see women. My wife doesn't do this all the time. But if you look, they'll put a photo out there and they got to do their thing, you know? And I get it.
That was a good save. You could have majorly stepped in it right there, and you did the sidestep, buddy.
But let me give one thing on this. I'm okay with filters if you look the same person, right? So if you look completely different, I'm like, all right, let's see on that, right? But we live in a world right now where we are filtered. And because of that, truth is needed to be spoken more and more and more, whatever that truth is for you, right?
Right.
That's why, Tom, when you step into your truth of sobriety, it's so important. There's that cliche, but it's so true, that if you don't stand for anything, you fall for everything. And as we're talking, I hope that the listeners can think, what's the thing that is that call on my life that I can stand for? It might not be the kingdom, like what we're talking about here. It might not be sobriety. It might not be what Adrian's up to. But you, I believe, have a certain call that you can stand for. And the moment you do, a lot's going to change your life.
Yeah. So my goal inside of who you are and what you do is to be spiritual in natural things and natural and spiritual things. So people look at me and say, you know, I can't figure that guy out, but I think I'll have what he's having. That's where I want to be. And that's kind of where I think I am, because I don't believe I've got the ability to judge anybody, because the minute you're judging somebody, they're between you and God. And I'm going to agree with that, except when you're judging somebody and they're between you and God, that means they're closer to God than you are, and you got to pray them out of the way. So every one of you guys, people, everybody's, don't take yourself so seriously that you think you have the only answer. Love like crazy, then love more. Let God do his job, you do yours, and everything's going to be just fine. You agree?
Yeah, I 100% do. And you, I mean, what we were marveling earlier today, because I think that there are just some huge examples of where our life in the last year, we were all out of Adrian and Tom's solutions on a level that you...
Well, we talked about it, yeah. Well, you know, we were fighting again. We were fighting, and we were trying to do God's job. And we finally just sat back and said, you know, we got to... This is a God-sized problem with a God-sized answer. Let's see what happens if we just drop the ball. Mm. And God caught it and ran. And that's what happens, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, I cut your story off.
That just is terrible. You really stole the punchline.
No,
you didn't. No, it's really true. And I think I'm still, you know, just being totally transparent, like I'm still unpacking that, right? Because it wasn't, you know, I would love to say, oh, and then I just, that was the moment when I finally turned it all over to God.
Yeah.
And that wasn't completely untrue, but it wasn't, you know, like it wasn't like this watershed moment in my faith. It was like, I give up. I am over this. I don't know what to do. Like, it was exasperation and desperation, not like, you know, none of like, and I just think this is one of the beautiful things.
Hold it for a second, though. I have to ask you a tough question that I think you're going to lie about. You ready?
I'm ready.
No, I hear this one.
I know.
Okay, so... So the second he did that, everything changed. We were in the car today together. We made one dial to somebody we never even thought of dialing. God just shot a laser beam at us and said, call this guy. And everything turned. And that was about how long ago? 8 months?
Longer than that. Almost a year.
Almost a year. How many times have you decided to take credit for it since then? Just grab it back
Zero.
From God.
From maybe grab it back from God. But I thought he was, anyways. All right. Thank God it's time to take a break, because I don't know where he was going with that, but it didn't seem like it was going to end well for me.
No.
We are interviewing. I love you. I'm just kidding.
I keep
hold on. We're going to take a break. We're on the radio.
My ego does that. We're coming back right after this. This is a Legacy Leadership Radio Show, kind of a spiritual edition. Tom, Adrian, and James Zeng, and it is awesome to have him on. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're back. Welcome back to the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, and our guest, James Zhang. We were having a great conversation before the break just about how God shows up in the ways you don't always expect, at the moments that you don't always expect, that I think God has an incredible ability. You know, I think God sometimes likes to show off a little, you know, like he's like, oh, you think you've pointed it straight at the ground and there's no way to pull out of this thing. Well, you know, watch this. And that was the experience.
Wow.
that I kind of had. And, you know, incidentally, James, our conversation was like in the not quite yet out of that moment when that was going on. And so it's interesting kind of as an optic to that. But I do, you know, I just think going back to what I was saying, and I'm curious how this resonates for you in my experience, it wasn't, you know, I would love to say that I was at my most spiritual I ever was in that moment. That would be totally untrue. And I think one of the things that I have taken from this experience is like, God gets it, man. Like, God is like the least concerned with that. And he like understands what it really is to like walk in the messiness of human experience. And I think I understood that at a lot deeper level as a result of that. And I'm just curious, like, I know your journey, you wouldn't expect to be talking about these things. And so how is that manifested in your life in terms of God kind of meeting you wherever you were in that journey?
I love that. There's a battle of religion versus relationship in the world, right?
Yeah.
So what most people think Christianity is, and honestly, all faiths, follow this set of rules, be perfect, be self-righteous, so I'll be good enough.
Yeah.
We're all striving for affirmation. We're all striving to be accepted. But we all know that we all mess up. That's the truth, right? We all know that we mess up. And what really shifted for me, so I became a believer through network marketing. My mentors are Christian, so I I hit my goal of quitting my job, and I had time in my life to think again. I'm like, what's the purpose of life? Found God. But what was interesting is the first phase of that journey, I think it was still like a religious thing. It was like, let me do the best that I can, and look at what I'm able to create. Yeah. But you don't know what your relationship is like with God until you're flat on your back, out of all options, and all you can do is depend on Him. And that's when things really pivoted for me. And I realized it's not about us to be perfect so that He can bless us. It's about us just seeking Him in our awkwardness. Just like when you were a kid and your dad was watching you walk and stuff, it's awkward, right? It's cute. You don't expect them to be perfect. I think God just wants to know the heart. It says in 2 Chronicles 16 that He searches all throughout the world for hearts committed to Him. So as long as He knows the intentions there and we just walk towards Him awkwardly, you think about Peter walking to Jesus in water, wasn't perfect, but he walked on water. He gives these little nuggets and these breadcrumbs and these confirmations to say, you're doing okay. You're moving forward. So yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think that's a beautiful picture of it. And even, you know, it came into my mind, and I'm definitely will not point you to where it is, and I'm sure I'll misquote it. But there's a quote from Paul that's like, you know, essentially like my shortcomings magnify your goodness or your glory or whatever. Yeah. And I think that's again true. Like right, the messiness just creates the like perfect point of contrast to the redemption that comes on the other side.
And that's the freedom point. This part, if you're an entrepreneur, you have big God, I call them God-sized goals, it's so freeing to understand that you're allowed to be messed up. You're allowed to walk in your vulnerability, right? The catchphrase these days is be vulnerable, be authentic, be transparent. That's hard. That's really, really hard. But when you understand what you just said is God uses that so that He can use amazing things, it's even better. And after you're excited about your shortcomings because, you know, that's where God's going to show up the most. But I think there's power when you understand these types of truths.
The message is in the mess.
Mm-hmm.
True story.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Amen to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's super cool. So this is our short segment. So we're going to take a break here in a minute. So I want to, on the other side of this, James, where I want to go next, I know you, when you were sharing this, you talked about one really important question that really shifted things for you. So I want to get into that. I want to hear more of your story. But, you know, if you're watching this and you're like, man, this is not my cup of tea, my encouragement to you is like, just hang out. And I hope you can feel that the spirit of this conversation is definitely not the religious side of the ledger. Like that's thank God because we get smited, I'm sure. So we're like, if that's the deal, then we're in big, big trouble. So that is not where this conversation is coming from. And I can feel in my experience of James that same thing, that there's a true desire for connection. So that's where we're going to come back to on the other side of the break. We're talking to James Zhang. This has been a really fun conversation already. Stick around. This is the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our help, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Update.
No one will lay a finger on your firearms. It's not going to happen.
Former President Trump speaking Friday night at the NRA Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Thrilled to be back with the hardworking, God-fearing, true American patriots of the NRA. Right from the beginning.
Trump speaking to the special counsel's decision not to charge President Biden in connection with mishandling classified documents.
If Biden is not going to be charged, he said, that's up to them. You know, look, if he's not going to be charged, that's up to them. But then I should not be charged.
The five Marines killed in that helicopter crash have been identified. The chopper was flying from Nevada to California during a routine training mission. The five Marines found in a remote area covered in snow in Southern California. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And we're back. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. I hope you're having a great day. We've got an incredible guest with us today. His name is James Zeng, and he is just an incredibly deep man, a deep dad, a deep human being who happens to be in the network marketing space, who has decided to plant his flag in his faith and his passion about being a good human being to literally everybody. And it just falls into that category of what WWJD, which is kind of what would Jesus do? And that is an overused cliche. And a lot of people think they're wearing that hat and that moniker, but I know very few who really are. And James is one of them. And I want you to give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe you go to Instagram and grab that link right there and just give this guy a test run, because he's going to figure out how to help you wherever you are. And that's very, very cool. And it's not all about business. It's about giving people a place to go when the water's deep. And Lord knows you and I have needed that. I only have one question. Who's Paul? What's his last name?
of Tarsus. There we
go. The apostle. All right, good. No, that was my joke I was going to use last segment. All right, take it away.
So, James, I would love to just hear a little bit of your journey in a bit more detail, because I know you've been an entrepreneur longer than you've been a believer. Is that accurate?
Correct.
And you kind of went on this journey of maybe pursuing some other avenues and had this awakening to something that was missing. And so I just would love for you to share a little bit of that story.
So to what you just said right before the break, what's the spirit of this conversation? You're listening to three guys that are messed up trying to figure it out, just like all of us are, right? And we're just sharing the things that have helped us that we submit to you to consider to be able to help you too. But especially being in network marketing as an entrepreneur, we're always looking for the next best thing to help us break through. I love personal development, right? Going to all the seminars, going to all the coaching, all that. It's super helpful. But the question I have for us is, what do you do when self-help just isn't enough? And that's where I was. We were pinned against our back. We had this goal and this dream of buying a dream home. And that was a miracle just to be able to do that. And have you ever been in a storm before where it just hit you one too many strikes too much that you just couldn't recover?
Yeah.
And you're like, I got it. Like one was okay, two was okay, three, I'm out. That type of a thing. So we lost our down payment in a day because of bad investment. Our partner company in network marketing went bankrupt, which we did not know was happening. So our way to make money to actually get this house was crazy. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, God, what's up with this? I think I'm a good person. I think I'm working hard. I think I'm diligent. Why is this happening? And I bet that might have happened for you in your life before. And that's when I asked the question that I dare anybody to ask, because if you do, get ready for the answer. It's going to change your life. And I was just like, God, you got my attention. You got my attention. I said, Lord, if there's one thing I can do for the rest of my life to best build your kingdom, what would that be? I'm like, just surrender. Just what do you want from me? That type of a thing. And I felt like he said to me, bridge the gap between self-development and faith. There's a lot of good things in this world. Think and Grow Rich, for example. Great, great book. I think we've all read it, heard it, heard clips from it. But there's some little lies in there if you believe the Bible is the standard of life. One of them is this. Sounds nice. We raise it from the rooftops. I am the captain of my fate, the captain of my soul, that type of a thing. Sounds nice. Not true. Not true. If God is who he is, he's the captain of our fate. He's the master of our soul. So there's this dichotomy that goes on there. And I started to realize, I'm like, there's a lot of stuff out there that is not biblical. And I believe that God's help is better than self-help. So I spent this whole last year just really diving into scripture. I'm not a pastor. I didn't grow up reading the Bible. So I just became a fiend in it and started picking out little kingdom secrets. And I realized the best book on personal growth is not Think and Grow Rich. It's not any of these other gurus. The Bible, I mean, Proverbs itself from King Solomon, that's where everything originates from. Why don't just consider the original manufacturer of everything? It's practical, not only spiritual, but super practical, and it works. And I'll just say this in short. Miracles happened this last year, guys. We bought the house. Finances are fine. Our company came out even better position. And now we're in the best momentum spree in our network marketing career ever. A new business, a new ministry was born with Kingdom Builders. Meeting amazing people like you, having you guys on a podcast, as well as others as well, too. In 1 year's time, I believe I've seen more miracles in my life and others around me than I've seen in the last decade. Why? I asked that question, and I dared to obey.
Oh, I asked the question, and I dared to obey. That's...
And you have those moments, right? Have you ever had that moment where, and I'm asking our listeners and audience and you, but you already answered it, that moment when the answer comes back and you like clinch somewhere that I'd rather not say on the radio, and you're like, I don't know if I can do that, right? Like, and then what do you do from there? Because that's kind of how it goes.
Yeah.
And I think entrepreneurship of all of the ships is the one that takes you into the waters that are most often going to have you have a moment like that, right? Because you just get outside of yourself. And I was talking to my buddy Mark the other day, who's been a business owner many times, and he's like, you know, I feel bad because, like, I remember what it was like to live paycheck to paycheck, and it was hard. But try living payroll to payroll. Right? Like, there's just, like, you're talking about problems with a capital P in a way that you just don't, there's no way to understand what that is like until you've experienced it. And then you kind of, like, everything else is just kind of pales by comparison. And whether it's a payroll or whatever it is, right? But, like, you just get into this situation where, like, there is literally no, there is no answer to this, right? Like, I can't put it on a credit card, right? Like, worst comes to worst, a lot of times things get skinny in a certain phase of life, and, like, you shouldn't put something on a credit card, but you could if you had to. Mm-hmm. Like, there are so many times in the entrepreneurial journey where it's like, there are not resources that I am aware of in any form or fashion that can solve this problem. Like, I do not know what to do. Mm-hmm. And I don't know whether I wish that for you or not, but you learn a lot about yourself. You learn a lot about faith. You learn a lot about a lot of things when you go through that experience, right?
Absolutely. I think entrepreneurship is the best, not just personal development tool in the world, but which it absolutely is, but it's the best faith development tool in the world.
Kiyosaki talks about that. All these guys do. And, you know, they say that being an entrepreneur and in the startup business or in the network marketing business, which is the startup business, right, it's a little bit like building a sandcastle at low tide. And you just come, it comes in and wipes you out. No matter how big you built it, how well you built it, the next thing you know, it just completely hit you like a ton of bricks and you start over. And it goes with the territory and it tests your faith. It tests your resolve. And so many people say, I can't do it. I'm going to go back and take that job I hate. And then there's a few people, the people watching this show, that say, no, 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 no. I got to tweak just that, and we're going to try it again. And that's what I love about this business, is you get another try every day, don't you?
You really do. And, James, I think that's a really good segue, because one of the things that I appreciate about you and that I'm curious about is that God said that to you, and I think maybe there was a temptation, or maybe there could be a temptation of, like, oh, I'm supposed to just fashion myself to be this, like, I'm the Christian guy now, I'm the whatever guy now, and this is me. But you have chosen to stay in the arena called entrepreneurship. You've chosen to stay in the arena called network marketing.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, did you have that debate? And what, if so, what caused you to stay in this space of doing both of those things?
I love that question. I think when God, if you read throughout scripture or watch anyone that's done anything incredible, God regularly flashes a vision. Mm-hmm. But the achievement of the vision typically is not next day. Typically, there's phases of development that are in between. I think about Joseph. He had a dream that he was going to be a person of influence. He was 17 years old.
Yeah.
Then he got thrown into prison. He got thrown and he got sold into slavery by his brothers. And 13 years later, after many different phases of his journey, he then achieved that vision. So I'm like super impatient. I want what I want yesterday. I'm like a kid in a candy shop, man. So, yes, for sure. I'm like, all right, let's go. I'm all in. That's why I love my wife. I believe that God paired us together because she's the smart one. I'm the impulsive, not smart one. So I'm like, babe, all right, here's my vision. Let's go. And she's like, let's not do that just yet. I'm like, okay, let me think about this right here, right? So I think it's always important for any single person that has any type of vision or a God-sized dream. Like, just know, if it is God's word, it says in his scripture that God's word will not return void, but it will come in due season. But it's important to submit it by a wise set of counselors. So submit it to those that surround you, that are supporting you, because I want to make sure that my ideas, one thing I've learned in this last journey, Tom and Adrian, is most of my ideas are stupid. Most of my ideas are what I call James Ng ideas. They sound nice, but they're really not good. So I want to waste less time chasing those bad ideas and making sure I get sound on one idea. Because one idea, one phone call can change everything if it's done wisely.
That's so well said. And I think that there's just a profound need to have that connection point to others that can help us to check our premises, our biases, our, you know, all the things that, you know, I'm very good at making up that God wants me to have this thing that I want over here, right? Like, you know, I always love the, if you've ever heard like the story of like the girlfriend comes to the boyfriend in high school, they're in the youth group together, and the girlfriend goes, God is telling me to break up. And he goes, well, no, I hate to tell it to you, but God is definitely telling me that we're supposed to stay together forever. And it's like, okay, well, maybe we should like back up the old assumptions here, right? And so we've got to have that connection point to people around us that can help us to run these things through a filter of some wisdom that's grounded in faith and grounded in the things that we appreciate to help us to kind of keep our feet on the ground. So we got to take another quick break here. We got one more segment with James Zhang coming up on the other side of the break. James is an incredible leader. Go check him out on Instagram at James C. Zhang, and we'll be back right after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And we're back. It is Tom Chenault wearing a carpet and James Zhang wearing a very, very cool sport coat and a nice shirt and Adrian wearing his normal svelte fashion conscious whatever he's wearing. And I'm going to tell you all one thing. It isn't what you look like. It's what you act like. And we're talking about God a little bit today and it's all about what's on the inside. So yeah, I'm a little heavy. I'm a little ugly. I'm a little old. But I'm telling you what, you're going to have a heck of a time out loving me because I refuse to judge you. I'm going to be with you wherever God's got you right this minute because I know for a fact where you are is right where he's got you. And whatever we can do to help you become a better human being, we want to do. And that's why we brought James on this show because we thought he's got a very similar and parallel heart to at least Adrian. I'm not in that elevated club, but I'm going to tell you one thing right now. You two kids are changing the world, and I love that from the bottom of my heart.
You don't give yourself enough credit, and thank you. James, you wrote an amazing book, and I want to talk a little bit about that, and I know you've got something that relates to the book to share with our audience for free. The book's called The Miraculous Breakthrough Formula, and James, I want to hear more about that and have our friends have a chance to hear more about it.
So as an entrepreneur, we're always looking for the hack. How do we break through? How do we get to the next place? So when we were going through that financial maelstrom, like craziness, and nothing normal was working, right? I know all the right mindset stuff. I know to hustle harder. I'm doing all that. But when you run out of everything, like what else is there to do? So what happened was I was desperate and I heard earshot a conversation between the founder of this company we're partnered with. And I heard this word for the first time of fasting. Now, I'm familiar with fasting, intermittent fasting, stuff like that, but it was in the context of like a biblical fast, like an extended fast. If you've ever read anything of the Bible, you might have heard like Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights and, you know, other people fasted throughout the Bible. And straight up, I thought fasting meant that you're killing yourself. I thought it was impossible. I thought these are miraculous feats. Yeah. Little did I know, you actually can fast for over 40 days without food. We have enough fat in our body, you know, to do these types of things. But I started to look into it, and I'm also very like psychological and like very practical. So I'm not one of those overly spiritual dudes. It's like, I don't just feel it, you know, it's like, I need to know it and understand it.
Yeah.
So when I started to look into the benefits, I realized fasting is one of the most powerful, free breakthrough tools that anyone can do. And this is why. We're three aspects in one. We are spirit. We have a mind where we can make our own decisions. And we have a body. We live in a body. If you want a miracle in your life, a miracle means something not of you. Means something of the spirit, something of God. So if you want a spiritual breakthrough, then it means that we need to be more in his presence, in a spiritual presence, other than ourselves. We're all our worst enemies. I have many, many flaws. I love food too much. I'm lazy by nature. Like, I'd rather just chill and just do nothing all day and watch anime, to be honest, you know? But but when you fast, it's the easiest way to cut all of the things that we want. Because when you starve the flesh, you feed the spirit. When you starve the flesh, you feed the spirit. So I gave it a shot. And I literally didn't eat food. There's many different types of fasts I cover in the book, but I just didn't eat food. I just drank water. 7 days later, I spent time in the Bible. I spent time praying and most amazing miracles and breakthroughs happen in 7 days. Financial miracles, business breakthroughs of ideas and wisdom, I was more nice to my wife and patient and no ego. That was a miracle in itself. I got male ego in that. And I realized, wow, this stuff really, really works. And now I make it a regular part of my lifestyle to fast a certain duration, to regularly be in his presence. Because if you want a miracle in your life, why not do more things so that you can experience it more common? And then I put it all in this book.
That is so cool, and maybe not what you would have thought the book was.
That's why I stole the book from you. I opened it up. I started looking at it, and I've been doing a bunch of that. I've lost 60 pounds, and so a lot of fasting has come inadvertently. But as I was going through your book, I thought, this makes sense. And that whole definition of a miracle, not of self, is something that I constantly strive to get myself out of because I only think about me. So that is really, really cool, and we love you.
We do for sure. And so I want to underscore that, and I want to give you a chance to go and learn more about it, especially, you know, because maybe you're curious about that, right? And that's something that I think a lot of us have not had exposure to before. It might sound a little crazy, like, you know, is this even something I could do? And so go and check this out. It's at miraculousbreakthroughformula.com. So it's the title of the book.com, miraculousbreakthroughformula.com/free video. But if you go there, you're going to get a chance to just see a little bit more about what this is about. And if it sparked your curiosity, just follow that curiosity, right? That's where I'm at. I'm in the place of curiosity around that particular idea. But I trust James, and I trust who he is, and I trust the spirit behind what he's doing and what he's talking about. And so if that's you too, I encourage you to go check it out.
James, I can submit something on this real quick.
Yeah, sure.
Because for entrepreneurs, like, we're students of the mind, right? You might believe in subconscious mind, and you believe in paradigm shifts and all that. We know that we're a byproduct of our habits. The issue of shifting, if you ever try to do that with endless affirmations or visualization techniques or whatever that it is, it's way easier said than done. And what I realize is when you fast, it cuts out the noise of making those shifts in our mind. So it bypasses the time, and it's like instant downloads. So yeah, I'd encourage you to look at it, and it's written in a way where it's not super spiritual. It's very psychological. It's like for the entrepreneur that's busy, that's just like, just tell me what it is, how it works, let me go through it. I've seen million-dollar contracts of people that have gone through this born in 7 days. It's been amazing.
Oh, cool. In faith.
Go. All right, James, thanks for being with us. We'll see you all next week on Legacy Leadership.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.